Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
My co-host, and we are so excited to be spending the Thanksgiving Day weekend with you. And I am so happy, and I hope all of you are so full of turkey and all the stuffing, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving with family and friends. And sometimes Thanksgivings are great when they're quiet, and sometimes they're great when you have a million friends and family. So I hope everybody's enjoyed it and had a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Because the holidays just started, guys, whatever holidays you celebrate or don't, everybody's happy. There's music in the air. Today was, I think, Black Friday, which I never get out because I always think that whatever I go to the stores for, they're never going to have it anyway. So I kind of wait and just shop around right before all the holidays anyway. So again, this is Bonnie Albers on air, and I want to welcome you. I welcome my co-host, Phil, and I'll let him speak in a few minutes. But this is the show, Bonnie Albers on Air. You can get a hold of me at bonniealbers.com. That's kind of under construction. And if you'll use my email, bealbers714@aol.com, drop me a line, tell me how you like the show. I'm available for readings. I also do consulting work. I'm a specialist in romance, relationships, sexual issues, and the best that I love is love. So I hope that everybody's ready tonight because I'm getting ready for some great love questions, relationship questions, romance questions. That's me. And I can't even tell you how happy I am when I get those questions. I'm also a medium. I'm a spiritual medium. I'm an intuitive, I'm a psychic, I'm an empath, and all the clairs you could think of. So before I just keep tooting my horn, I want to tell you about my co-host. My co-host, Phil Retton, has a long line of things behind him also. He is a world-renowned spirit medium. The part about my dear friend and co-host, Phil, he's one of the most wonderful spirit mediums I've ever met, and he teaches incredible. He is a teacher of mediumship, is a teacher of spirit, and you can learn so much from him, not just from this show, but he has modules on his website. I really encourage anybody who wants to learn about spiritualism, learn about spirit, help enhance what you do. There's a million things that Phil can teach you. Tonight he's going to go through one of his modules. It's really cool. I own three of them. So, and I know Phil's listening because I want to own more, Phil. So I can't tell you how many I would recommend. Try one and see if you like it. It will teach you what you need to know about what subject you want, whether it's dreams, whether it's how to find your spirit guide, whether it's got your gatekeeper or protecting yourself or chakras or any. Go to his website because there's so many. It would take you 2 years, one, to get through the module, about 2 years, because he's got them all lined up. And he does teach the course in the UK, and that's why I say he's a world-renowned spirit medium. So with no more ado, hi, Phil.
Hiya, Bonnie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Ah, thank you. Can you please tell, after I just went through that whole list of things that you do, can you please tell our listeners and our callers what you do from you personally and how to get a hold of you?
Okay. I'm a spirit medium, have been for many years now. I'm a natural medium. In other words, when I was very young, the earliest I remember was 8 years of age, I was running around saying, my auntie had died, my auntie had died. Within an hour, knock on the front door. This was before radio, before telephones and mobile phones, obviously. Knock on the front door, my auntie, the actual one I was talking about, had passed away. Very unexpected. I had a message this week from a friend of mine called Jenny Moore, who actually told me my auntie's name and said that she had been one of my guides from the age of eight, which was really nice.
Wow.
But I develop, I say there's the spiritual development course, which is online. That's on Phil Renton at PHILLRENTON medium.com. My Facebook is Phil Renton Spirit Medium. My email address is philrentonmedium@hotmail.co.uk. I work all over the UK. I'm on Skype doing messages, personal messages. As I say, doing a lot on the teaching and developing of other mediums and spiritual awareness.
And you also do readings, because I know several of our callers who have gotten readings from you who have been just so satisfied, and they sing your accolades. And one lady wrote us, and I do want to give her some credit. Phil, the lady you asked to find, you told her about a box that her husband had passed away 6 months. And she wrote us in chat and said she found the box, found the ring that you had said was in it, and she was so happy. And that's why you're so fabulous and why I love that you're my co-host, of course. And I am just so jazzed about what you do, jazzed about what I do, but I'm so jazzed what you do because you're just so great. You're such a great medium, spirit medium. And, you know, I want people to know that you do readings. He is available. If you go to his website, you can see what he does and how he does it and what, you know, if you want to, you know, hire Phil to do your reading through Skype, through email. He gets a little shy about that on the radio. So I am going to tell you, please feel free to go to his website and get one of his readings. You will not be sorry. I can tell you that mediums themselves use him as well as me. So, again, I can't sing his praises. You know, myself, I'm very picky at who I put on the radio, and my shows that I have, I only have the highest and the best to give the best messages to our clients, to our listeners, and to our callers. So tonight we have a fabulous, fabulous show, and I just want to tell you, Phil, you know, I'm in awe of what you do, and you know that, and I anybody who gets a reading from you will be in awe also. You're so welcome. And I do love the auntie story that you told me. It is so interesting that had happened to you. And I know that when you're young, and you can attest to this too, a lot of people, they really don't know that they have gifts because they just assume everybody has them, especially if it's at a young age. I can tell you that when that happens, either one or two things, and I've myself and I've heard from my friends, either you're really terrified of it and you try to hide it or put it away till you're older, or you live with it and you adjust to, you know, what you've got. So what did you do, Phil? Can I ask, did you adjust or did you put it away for a while?
Well, all through my life, I had used my gifts, although I wasn't a platform medium as I am. Insurance, loss adjuster, property loss adjuster. I used to be very good at understanding people who were making a correct claim and those who are not making a correct claim, should we say.
I said, that's too cool. Right. I would have liked to hire you to work at my office.
All through my life, I've been able to use, should we say, information which was not readily available, could not be found in books, that could not be established. I kept it very quiet, and in 2000, I walked into a spiritualist church. There was a medium on, a medium who's still alive to today, a guy called Clive, who gave me a fantastic reading I ever got, and he said that I was going to be a medium, I was going to work on platform, I was going to work in radio, I was going to work on TV, and I was going to be an exceptional medium, and the world was my oyster. That was the first message I ever got from another medium. So,
oh, my goodness.
I didn't want to disappoint him, and I followed him. Sorry, buddy.
I was going to say you need to write him, and you need to thank him, and you need to buy him a box of chocolates and tell him you not only became a wonderful platform medium, but you're a very famous one indeed. So I'm so excited about what we're going to talk about. I know that all the callers and the board want to get ready and listen to what we're going to say. And, you know, we might talk for a while and then take a few callers and talk for a while, take another few callers. We do have a lot on the board this evening. So we are going to talk it. This is one of your modules, and you can tell everybody what number it is. We're going to talk about dream catchers and dreams. I don't think we finished it when we started talking about it last week. So I am going to hand the platform right over to you, and you can tell them about your module and the dream catcher and why you make a dream catcher.
Okay. Right. The module that I'm talking from tonight is part of module 15, and it's number 33, which is dream catchers. Now, dream catchers are a very personal thing. I have three in my bedroom. Wherever I go in the world, whether I'm on a cruise ship, I'm in bed and breakfast, or a hotel, or even camping, I will always take a dream catcher with me. The times that I don't take a dream catcher are usually the times I can't sleep, that I have a restless night, that I am disturbed by dreams or nightmares or whatever. But the times I do have it, and that's most of it now, I sleep like a log. I just go off and I wake up. If I wake up at any time during that night, and the reason for that is spirit must be disturbing me to tell me about a dream, to tell me about a dream I need to act upon. Because my view with dreams, as I've said before, reason spirit will communicate through you on dreams is that they are communicating directly to you as a medium or you as a person to give you a message. A lot of people feel that dreams are about other people. With a dream of the husband or the lover or the children or the member of the family. But I believe that dreams, those sort of dreams, it's what that person represents to you, how you feel. And it is very important when you have a dream to remember what you feel during the dream and when you wake up. There's two actual feelings, and those tend to be two distinctly different feelings. When you write them down, you write down the actual feelings. Then for the next 2 days, this is what I describe as a dream log, you create a dream log, is you write down what you've done or what happens to you, what goes on about it for the 2 days. I had a dream not so long ago, about a month ago. And I really couldn't understand it. It was about me going back into the Royal Marines and being an officer. Even at my age of 48, I was going back as a Royal Marine officer. I thought it was very strange.
I love that.
So I asked four different mediums, good friends of mine, to explain to me what they thought the dream was about. And a friend of mine called Joy replied back and said, it's because you have unfinished business and you need to develop and you need to go on your path. And that path is what's already been set out for you. Although I had three more messages from other mediums, that was the one message that resonated with me. To resonate is when you get that little gut feeling that sort of like squeezes your guts and makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And that's your intuition.
Because she
said that, that really helped me to understand and to accept that as the answer to the dream. Sorry, Bonnie, what are you saying?
You know me, I just interrupt all the time, and because when Spirit talks to me, it just comes blurting out of my mouth. So please forgive me, because I know that, you know, I do interrupt, but I don't mean to at the nicest level. But I just love what you said about, and that's why I kind of wanted to jump right in there. What people and listeners, what we try to get across is, that if it doesn't resonate with you or you don't get that gut feeling, and then it might not be that the message is given to you in the way that you understand it. In fact, it doesn't mean the message is wrong. It just means that it, for you, you don't resonate or understand it. It wasn't handed to you the way that you can understand it. And I'll give you a good example. But with dreams, it's the same thing. He had said three mediums. Phil said he has three mediums, and one of them really resonated with him. And I agree with him. When I heard the three mediums and what they said, I loved the one that he resonated with. In fact, I resonated with that one for him also. I don't really think, and I don't know how you feel about this, Phil, but sometimes messages from people, because they're hearing spirit or they're interpreting what they're hearing, and sometimes it doesn't come out the way the people understand it, but it could be the same kind of message. And I've experienced this myself, and even dreams, I do the same thing. If I've asked several people about a dream, I use the one that resonates with me. But don't you feel that's right? Different opinions. It's just the way that medium might have told you and interpreted the message that they were giving you.
Very true, Bonnie. It's about interpretation. And you, as a spirit medium, you know yourself, you give the message that you're given by spirit. The person that receives the message understands and interprets and accepts that message in their own particular way. If you have two mediums, one male, one female, giving exactly the same scripted message, the same scripted information in a spirit message, say for example, then that person will accept one over the other, male, female, because their first impression is it's male or it's a female. Now, it might be positive or negative, it all depends on the circumstances, but our own filtering system, what we create, what we have, is we accept certain things by certain people. We don't accept certain things by other people. It's like if someone was giving you a financial advice and they're in a Rolls Royce driving around in their big flash offers, you're likely to listen to that. But if someone has got a shabby coat on and has got a wrecker car or a very badly kept car, you're not necessarily going to think too much of his financial advice. And that's the very same, similar thing with spiritual communications. On platform, I always say you only have one opportunity to make a first impression. And you dress for spirit. It's like working in an office. You dress to impress. You dress in a power suit. You dress to give the whole impression you're working for spirit. You feel better. Your whole persona is better. And the message then coming out from you to the receiving person is a lot stronger, it's a lot easier received, and they feel good because they're getting a message from a guy in a suit. We're getting a message from a lady who's very nicely dressed in inappropriate clothing. And that again, helps the interpretation. But the person receiving it, receiving the message, sometimes they have to go away with that message and find the answer themselves. I always believe, Bunny, if I just finish this off, is there is a message within the message. And sometimes it's not for the person that gives that message out to know or understand or to decipher. It's the person receiving it. It's got to go away, got to take it on board, think about it, analyze it, interpret it, and come up with the real answers.
Yes, I agree with Bunny. I agree with you 100%. In fact, we got off the subject of dream catchers, and I do want everybody to hear about dream catchers. I might take a few callers before we get back to dream catchers, but
what I do want to say,
and then I'm going to take a caller or two, and we're going to try working it in a different motif today. But you know, here's a good example, and I know you're probably hearing a lot of examples, but I know there's listeners out there that do need to hear this. I gave a message to someone, and they, in fact, I gave a message to a person yesterday at Thanksgiving who asked me if I was a medium, and I said yes, and they said, well, how come nobody, that I don't have anybody that died around me, so then what good are you? What could you do for me? And what I looked and said was, oh, everybody has somebody that's in spirit, might not know them. And right away, her great-grandmother came through. So it was really interesting, and when I gave her the message, she first said, no, no, no. And then I said, well, I can't really change my message because it's not my message. It's the message from spirit. And if you'll write it down and think about it, I'm sure you're going to understand it because it's the message. I'm just the vessel. I'm just the messenger. I'm not the message giver. And within about 5 seconds, she said, oh, yeah. My goodness, my great-great-grandmother used to say that I look just like her. But, you know, so please, everyone out there, when you get a reading from a medium or you ask a medium a question, write it down because they're not giving you their interpretation if they're a good medium. They're giving you spirit, what spirit's saying, and it's your interpretation. You have to interpret the message. Now, the medium can help. They could say, well, this is what I think, or, well, this is what I feel, but the message is for you. And if you can put that message down and think about it, spirit's never wrong. So I say just go with it. Say, yes, okay, well, I might not be able to take it right now, but I'm going to write it down. And again, like this one lady did a week later, she found the box. Well, she knew the box was there. So but anyway, enough about my grandstanding, about every example I could give, Phil. So before we go into the dream catchers, because I do, we have a long show tonight, so I do want to take two callers, and then we'll get right back to dream catcher. Do you think that we can do that? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to work. Yes, no problem at all.
Okay, because I have a couple who have waited for a while. So 1823, you're on. 1823, hi. How are you this evening?
Doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
I am so excited to take your call. What's your name?
Julia.
Hi, Julia. This is Bill and Bonnie, and we would love to help you out on Black Friday. So give us a question that we can help you with.
Well, I saw that you like to take calls about love and relationships, and that's what I'm calling about, love and relationships.
Oh, Julia, you're my girl. Please ask me anything because I'm not going to tell you my age, and if you see my picture, you can take a look, but that's what I do. That's my thing. So go ahead and ask me.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know what you see around me ending my current relationship and, like, finding new love, maybe for 2014.
Okay, just give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, this relationship that you ended, did it last long?
Actually, I'm still in it, but, yeah, it's lasted a very long time.
Because I hear what I'm hearing from Spirit is that the relationship, I don't know how to explain it, is lazy. It's like you've gotten complacent. The two of you have gotten complacent. So I don't know if you're not trying or he's not trying. I feel like you're guarded and you've kind of shut yourself off, which means there's a problem in the relationship. And I feel this is what I'm feeling from him, that he's not all there. He's not all there with this relationship. And so I feel like there's been issues that haven't been resolved or dealt with. And the communication just doesn't. I feel that the communication between you and him, I see two, like a big gap between you and him. Do you communicate well?
It's diminished over the years.
Yes, and that's what I see. And you know, it seems like it was a slow diminishing. That's why I asked you if you had been in this relationship long, because it feels to me like you have been, and that it just slowly disintegrated. It wasn't a big, like, blowout fight. It wasn't a, you know, oh, my goodness gracious, I disagree, you disagree, so let's walk away. It was slow and gradual. And usually when I see that, Julia, it's because the communication has stopped. I feel like when I say the word lazy, I don't mean that you're lazy or he's lazy. I mean that the relationship, the two of you, are lazy as far as wanting to get back that spark. So I kind of feel it's going to be very difficult if you want this relationship to last. I think that it is going to end, Julia. But I don't see it ending in a bad way. So I don't think you're going to go through a lot of trauma or drama with this. I think that he knows that it's done, and I think you know that it's done. And I kind of see that you're kind of hanging in there to hang in there, because neither one of you have really had that discussion. So I'm gonna tell you that I'm a big communicator. In fact, I blah, blah, blah all the whole radio show, and I do the same at home. And what my husband says to me all the time is he tunes me out. And the reason he does is because I am a very big communicator. I believe in it. I want the other person to listen. And if I talk 10 times and he gets one thing, that's better than not talking at all and getting nothing. What I'm going to tell you is this. The communication with you has to start. It's got to start, because once you open that channel with the two of you, two things will happen. One is you'll decide that, it hasn't worked for a while, and, it's time to move on. Or you're going to say, one of you is going to be so shocked that the other one's going to say, but I didn't think anything was wrong, and I like it this way, and I don't think we should split. And then the communication can start. You either start separating and saying, look, this is, let's look at what we both can do financially. I don't know if it's, feasible for you to separate right now. I feel there might be some financial issues. And when this is over, we're friends. Let's do it this way. And, when we can separate the stuff and the money and the job and everything else, we're going to go. And we're going to go our own separate ways. Or he's going to say to you, I really don't want to lose you, and what can we do to make this work? I have this feeling, Julia, and then I'm going to have to wrap it up, but because I can feel Phil on the other end. But I feel like you're guarded, meaning that you've shut that door already. If you have shut that door, then you've got to make the effort to get out. You've got to open the communication. I'm sure you have in a way that I don't think you can right now get out. But when you can get out, you need to start now with the communication with this man that this is not going to work. This is not going to last. I'm going to get out. And I feel like then you got to work on, because you're a beautiful lady. You're a beautiful spirit. You need to work on getting your self-esteem back and not being so guarded with men and relationships, because I can feel it from you. So if I feel it, the next guy is going to feel it. And you have every right to. You haven't been happy. So we got to make you happy. and then you're going to make somebody else happy. And, yes, I don't think you'll be alone. So if that's what you're asking, no, you won't be alone, but you've got some work to do. And one of them is getting out, separating this relationship, if that's what you want, because I feel you've already stepped out. The next thing is to say, hey, I'm not bringing that baggage with me. I'm going to get some, you know, I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to love myself, which I hate that expression because people always go, well, I love myself. You don't love yourself after a relationship that isn't good because there's a lot of blame and there's a lot of, you know, being disrespectful, being disrespected, and you have to get all over that. And I can help you. You can email me, but I don't think it's going to take you long. But you got to do some work here because I don't want to tell you to go onto the social sites and do anything yet because you're a little far from that right now. And if you keep up with me and you know keep calling in, each time you make an adjustment with yourself, I can help you to the next level. But the first thing you have to do is open that communication gate. So you won't be alone. That's what you're asking me.
Okay, great.
Does that help you at all?
Yeah, very much. You're right on. Right on. Yep.
Well, honey, I adore you. And you know what? I know that I'm here. I'm here 3 times a week or 4 times a week. You know where I am. Bonnie Albers on air. And each time you need to make some progress, call me. Let's talk about the progress you're making. But right now you're starting from ground zero. So work yourself up. Get some communications going. It's going to take you a while. It's going to take you a little bit of time. And let's move to getting out. And I'm going to tell you, I can feel your soul. And you are going to be a different person. So start making those steps.
All right.
Okay, Julia?
If I'm getting out, are you seeing that more toward the beginning of the year or if that's the way it goes? Because I'm sort of leaning in that direction.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit after the beginning of the year. I see like February, you know, around the end of February, March, something like that. Yeah, but I think you need to make the steps to get there. I think you're afraid to do that. But you've got to start opening those channels. You just can't walk out. I mean, you just, you know, karmically you don't want to do it and emotionally you don't want to do it. Yeah, so start getting, you know, yourself together and give yourself some time. But you are going to be gone by, I would say, February, March. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. You've been a great help.
Oh, you're welcome. And have a fabulous Black Friday.
Thank you. You too. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm going to take one more caller, and then we're going to get back to Dreamcatcher. Okay.
No problem, Phil.
6685.
Hello.
Hi, 66. Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous, even though I just dropped my favorite crystal, and I think it might have shattered all over the nest. It didn't. Okay. I'm sorry. I just interrupted you. What is your name?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
I would love you to ask Phil or I a question on this wonderful Black Friday. I love using the word black because it's my favorite color or non-color, so I have to say it. So what question would you like to ask us this evening?
Do you see a new relationship for me in 2014?
Well, you know what Spirit's saying to me? Where was the old relationship in 2013?
What?
Did you have a relationship in 2013?
No.
Okay. That's what Spirit was saying to me. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 21.
Okay. Because I thought you sounded awfully young. And are you in school or working?
Both.
Okay. And I feel like that... You're looking around, but you're not seeing anything. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you interested in somebody in school? Do you have somebody that you're looking at?
No.
Okay, because I feel somebody's looking at you. So I don't know what class you're in or if you're at night. Do you go to school at night or in the day?
No. During the day. But I only have one class, well.
Okay, somebody in that class is looking at you, whether it's somebody around that class, and I feel you don't see him. But I'm going to tell you this and what I'm hearing, and it's funny because you're a young age, but I just had two clients that did this. They, in fact, two of them were at a big university and met their really nice boyfriend. Because at 21, I'm hoping you're not going to think about that you're getting married. So I think they were 23 and they were still dating. But I would love to see you go on a social media site. Now, if you tell me you're on one, I'm going to tell you it's the wrong one because I hear social media, social media. So are you on anything like eHarmony?
No.
Okay, you think you're too young, but I am going to tell you that I have two gorgeous, I can't tell you where they're from. They're in Florida at one of the big colleges that just met two of their boyfriends that are pretty serious as far as if they've been over a year on social media. And look at how big those universities are. They have speed dating at these universities. I don't suggest the one, I don't feel that you're there that much, but I really would like to see you get on one of the social media sites. I know I tell everybody this on, you know, over and over, but, you know, watch what you put on your, you know, make sure you've got a recent picture. Watch what you put for a boyfriend and what you want on your, you know, on your homepage, on your profile. But I am going to tell you, I see hits and hits and hits and hits coming in for you. So if you're looking
okay.
to meet somebody, and I am telling you, my website is being constructed by my assistant, Diana, who I love, and she's running chat. You can go in and tell chat, get her site done. I'm putting up all the pages of how to do social media, how to date on social media, and what not to put and put on your homepage. So I'm going to do this real quick because I know you're young. You can get all this. Make sure that you do a recent picture. Every 3 months, change it. You won't need to because you're going to have more hits in the first 3 months that you're than you're going to have to worry about. Be open. Don't just – and after three times you talk to somebody, meaning if somebody asks you to talk to them and they don't want to Skype, you need to Skype, FaceTime, or meet them within three times. If they don't do it, especially at your age, because you're looking at young guys, then they're just in it to talk to you when they have girlfriends or wives or whatever. So there should be a criteria, and the criteria is three. The other thing is don't put on your web page, I want a guy that loves to surf, that wants to go and walk barefoot and drink Mai Tais, because, again, I'm going to use the expression, you're going to get somebody who's a drunk, who doesn't have any money and wears holy clothes. You have to
right.
be really specific. Yeah, what you want. If you are a girl that wants to be on Wall Street, you want a Wall Street guy. So be careful what you put. Make sure that you put it 21 years old. You don't want anybody in a relationship, nobody married, nobody with a girlfriend, and absolutely stick by that. And you make sure that they Skype you, show you, and that you know that they are single. I mean, you know, some people could fall through the cracks because it would happen even if you met somebody on the street. So I see them. They're lining up, girlfriend. Go get it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Phil. Let's start talking. I have one other caller I'll take, and then we have all the time to talk because I'm going to ask everybody to listen because we're going to talk about dream catchers. I have one more call to take, and that's 6204. Hi, 6204. Yes, hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Michelle. How are you doing?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm better. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, especially, I'm going to say, on this Black Friday, because I love the color black, and that's all my thing.
I heard
so
that.
I'm doing fabulous. How about you, girlfriend?
I'm much better, actually. And I had a question for you, too, that was about as far as the dream catchers, because I do have a couple dream catchers myself, but you know how usually we clean our crystals and everything. Is there a certain way to clean the dream catchers? Because I've never done that.
Well, Phil, this is so your question, and I'm going to hand the floor platform right over to you, babe. Go for it.
Okay. Hi, Michelle. Yeah, dream catchers. Right. I'm being told this one's quite an old one, this dream catcher you have at the present moment.
Yes, one of them definitely is.
Yeah. I'm being shown the feathers are a bit worn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's time to clean or time to replace, because I feel this particular one that you've got has outlived its usefulness, because what they're showing me is certainly as I'm going to speak later on about choosing the dream catchers, how you choose it and all the rest, but I feel that you have an affinity towards wolves. Is that correct?
Oh, wow. I think they're my spirit animal because I see them out quite a bit. So I think they're one of them. They're one of the animals.
That's fine. That's what spirit was showing me about the wolf. Now, what I would suggest is you get a dream catcher, obviously, where they have like a design or a picture in the middle. And it can be one wolf, or it can be a few wolves, but the wolf is very key to the actual dream catcher. Because as a power animal or an animal totem, it will help you in your move forward. Because I feel that there's going to be a move in 2004. You looking at moving house?
Actually, yes, I'm pretty sure that I am going to have to.
Okay, well, that's no problem. But I feel the wolf, the dream catcher of a wolf, will help you decide a bit better. What I'm being shown is you've got problems deciding where to go or what sort of property. Mixed motions or indecisiveness, whichever the case may be. I feel this situation, why you've come on and why you're asking about a dream catcher and this wolf totem has come in, animal totem. It's help you make decisions, because a wolf makes a decision. It's survival, and it has to be about living each day, surviving each day. Because of the environment they live in, they have to make the right decision every single day to survive their life. Now, that's not saying to you, you have to make a survival decision, but it's about the wolf's survival technique that has to make a spot-on decision that will make life or death. And what I'm saying on that is you're going to have more decisiveness. You're going to have more strength to make a decision, if you know what I mean. Does this help you at all?
Oh, it definitely does. You are strong.
Yep. Right. It is about clarity of decision. And that wolf, that dream catcher, strange it might seem, and I haven't come across this again, but again, that's what spirit will do. They want to give you this clarity of decision. They want to give you decisiveness, and they want to help you move to the right place at the right time. We call it divine timing, and it is about choosing the right place at the right time.
Okay.
Does that
Thank
help?
You so much, Bill. Yeah, that really did a lot.
Can I ask? And this is for you. Go ahead. Well, Phil, this is for you because Michelle's still on there. I never heard. Is it because we didn't get into dream catchers yet? But do dream catchers wear out? Oh my goodness! Hello, Michelle.
I'm here.
Phil has just stepped away for just a second, and I am going to wait till he comes on back. But it's so interesting because, I love dreams, and I'm going to put you on hold after he's done with you. But if you'll listen, because we're going to go into dream catchers and how dream catchers work. And I didn't do that in the beginning, and poor Phil. But we had already talked about 20 minutes, and I thought we needed to get to a few callers. But more of the show is going to be here he comes. So let me grab him for you. Phil?
Okay.
Hi, yeah. Sorry about that. Technical issues. Can you hear me?
With Blog Talk, yes. I was just saying, and I'd like you to fill her in if you can, Phil. I was saying while you were gone that that it's interesting that dream catchers would wear out or that it needed to be replaced. And I had told her we hadn't even gotten into talking about the dream catchers and how to make them and why they're made. But do they, and I was unaware of this, if you have gotten an old dream catcher, and do dream catchers wear out, or is it just a message that you got from Spirit for her?
Yes, they can wear out. I mean, it's a case that they are blessed. They have a job to do. And it's like a fishing net. If you were to constantly use a fishing net in the sea, eventually it would wear out. It would rot. It would corrode. The dream catchers are in air. They're in the daylight. They're in the sunlight. So they can be affected. But I think the main thing for Michelle, the main thing was with Michelle, was this dream catcher was about a new beginning, i.e. decisiveness, the wolf coming in. And it was allowing her to see that the wolf to make a decision. She has to make a decision, and the decision has to be a strong one. And that's why the wolf was stepping in to say, right, it's time for me to get rid of the old and let the new come in. And that's where I believe it was specific for Michelle.
Wow. Do you love that, Michelle?
Yeah. I surely do think that's so true.
Well, I'm going to put you on hoping that Phil helped you because he helps. I don't think there's anybody that calls that he doesn't help. So I am so happy that, you know, you got that message. And I know you personally because I've talked to you, not personally, but I've talked to you, and you're just a sweet, sweetheart. So I'm going to put you on hold and listen because we're going to go through dream catchers right now. Okay?
Okay. Thank you guys.
All right, hold on.
Have a fabulous Black Friday. Bye.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Take care. All the best.
I love that, Phil. I mean, you just it's just incredible how I love the questions when they come in like that. So because I stopped you and, you know, I want to take some callers, let's get back to dream catchers because she was perfect to end the calls with as far as right now. So would you like to start about dream catchers and why we make them and what they're used for?
Yeah, of course. I'm reading from the actual module that I've written, so if it sounds a bit scripted, then please forgive me. It's what's actually on. And people can read the module, which is the Dream Catchers Module 33. Module 15, item or number 33, Dream Catchers. And I'll read a couple of passages off this. The Legend of the Dream Catcher. The old ones tell that dreams hold great power and drift above at night before coming to the sleeping ones to keep the dreamer safe. The old ones created a special web, the dream catcher, to hang above the sleeping places. When dreams traveled the web paths, the bad dreams lost their way and they were entangled and disappearing with the first rays of daybreak. The good dreams, knowing the way, passed through the center and were guided gently to the sleeping ones. Now, that's a very simplistic way of what a dream catcher is. There are many variants of dream catcher legends, some which may say both the good and the bad dreams are captured, and some which say the good dreams slide down the feathers to the sleeping below. There are a lot of stories about the dream catchers, many of which accompany the dream catcher when you buy them in stores. The most common thread among all of the dream catcher stories is that the dream catcher should be hung in the room in which we sleep, above the bed, on the door, on a window, or as we choose. The other constant is that dream catcher is to catch our dreams. Some believe that dream catcher catches bad dreams before they can come to us, was preventing nightmares. Another belief is that the dream catcher saves our dreams or catches the demons as they leave so that we may rid ourselves of the demons before they return. That's a very clear indication of where dream catchers come from. It's a short synopsis of it. My own personal view with dream catchers is they are there to do a good job. They are there to help you sleep. They are there to guide you through the night. Because we are closest to our spirit guides. We're closest to spirit when we are sleeping because we're more relaxed. Our subconscious comes in. We can connect. We might go off in astral planes, astral traveling, visualizations, all that sort of thing that we would do, we're not aware of. So those dream catchers can help us and can protect us. I know from personal experience using dream catchers for so many years that they help me remove the nightmares. I can't remember when I've last had a nightmare, but I can remember really good dreams. And because I remember the good dreams and I write them down and record them, then it helps me to understand messages directly from spirit. Because other than getting dream messages, the only other way I will get given messages directly to me is through other mediums. And I know that if I go to a church or if I go to a center or if I go to a spirit meeting of any sort, I will nine times out of ten get a message from the medium. And people say, well, you're already a medium. You don't need the message. What to do? I'm human. I still need the sat-nav to be tuned in. And that's why I believe the messages are for me. The sat-nav device, I am a sat-nav. And spirit wants to make small adjustments. Yes, you're still on the right path. No, you're veering off too much. You've got to wait another 6 months for the love of your life to come into your realm. Oh, you don't be worried about negative people talking negative about you. You have Archangel Michael. Whatever the message is, it's an adjustment to me or my sat-nav on my path of life. And that's how I see and I feel about the messages that I get. And as I say, the dream catcher is really great for catching, in my view, the negative dreams, the nightmares, and really good at helping you have a good night's sleep. So anyone out there, anyone that's really got problems sleeping, why not try a dream catcher? At the end of the day, what, £10, $20, however much they are, even if you're going to pay $50 or $100 or £100, if it was to help you sleep, if it was to help you have a good night's sleep, and you think of all the sleeping tablets and the potions and all the things that we tend to do to sleep better, if that dream catcher actually works and it helps you sleep, what is the actual worth of it? How was that?
Wow. I love that. I'm listening to you thinking, why don't I have a dream catcher?
I've just realized I'm going to get complaints now. You do realize that, don't you?
Yes, but no,
I'm going to get all the chemical companies complaining to me about our tablets work, our sleeping tablets work. You just put us out the money. No.
Well, you know what, Phil?
If people, go on.
I was going to say, they're going to tell, no, what they're going to say to you is, hey, do you think we could put our pills in your dream catcher? That's what they're going to say. But I so agree with you. And, you know, I'm one of those girls who I hate pills. I hate drugs, even though I'm a nurse and I'm a legal nurse consultant and there is need for them. I just feel if you can do anything naturally or anything, especially spiritually, I mean, my goodness, do it, because it is only going to make your soul and your spirit soar. And you know how I feel about that. And I'm all about love, light, and sparkle. So to me, I don't know why I don't, you know, Phil, I don't have a dream catcher. But I always tell you I don't dream. So I always go into the astral plane. But I don't think I've ever had a nightmare either. But again, I don't feel like I feel I go straight into that astral plane. But I've always wanted a dream catcher, and you've just made me want to buy one. But I think in your module, it even tells you how to make them, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, there's different things. The making of a dream catcher is quite a simple thing. It's just using twine and then adding certain beads or feathers or the whole design. what I would say to people, choosing a dream catcher, it is your choice. Whether there is a painting, there's a picture in the middle, as I said to Michelle, about a wolf. People think dream catchers are only a net, only a band, a circle with like a web inside. They're not. There's many, many different ones. There's some that are square, some that are round, some that are oblong and different sizes. Some with feathers, some without. And you have to choose yours yourself. What I mean by that is no one can say to you, you should have this, you should have that. But people can buy you dream catchers, and it's fine if that dream catcher resonates with you, makes you feel warm and gooey inside. You like it from the start. But if it doesn't, then you don't throw it back to them and say, oh, that's no good. You could either give it on to someone else or put it in a spare bedroom. You could put it up and see if it works. It might just work. But choosing the dream catcher is a very, very much about an individual's choice. It is the color. It's the texture. It's the how many beads it's got, how it's designed, how many feathers. Does it have feathers? Is it made by Native Americans? Is it the real thing? It doesn't make any difference whether you get a mass-produced one or you get an individual one made by a genuine Native American who's blessed it. That's really good. I mean, the beautiful things. I have had so many that I wouldn't be able to count the number of different ones I've had. And what I tend to do is I give them away. All of a sudden, I'll think about a dream catcher I've had up for maybe a year or two, and I'm pushed towards giving that, like a crystal, giving that dream away to someone and saying, try this, you've got problems sleeping. They'll say, how do you know? I said, well, I'm being told by spirit, try this, see if it works. Have it in your room. What I would say positioning for a dream catcher is where you sleep, with your head on the pillow looking up at the ceiling, put the dream catcher in a position where you can see it. So realistically speaking, if you're asleep and you're breathing out, the breath, your breath is going towards that dream catcher. Not very close, because you don't want it too close. You don't want it disturbing you. But you want it so that you can see it when you've got your head on the pillow. So it then catches the dreams that are coming out or catching the dreams that are going towards you. It depends whether dreams come to us or come from us. I don't really know why or what or how, but I know that dreams are there. And as I say, it only works. Bonnie?
Wow. I love everything you're saying. I know that you're going to I do want to give you a testimonial from you. I just got a little note from my assistant, who I adore. If anybody goes into chat, her name is Diana, and she runs most our chat. Because there's a big time difference between the UK and here, sometimes Diana does not get on, and I don't make her get on because I always feel like I want her, and I don't want to put pressure on her. But anyway, she was just telling me that, Phil, you gave her a dream catcher. And that ever since you have done that, she has never had a nightmare or a bad dream, and she wanted to thank you. So I did want to do that on air and let you know, that all of the beautiful things that you do for people are so appreciated. And I love that myself. I like when people tell us, you and I, and that's why I always encourage listeners and callers, especially like Michelle, to call back and let us know, how well we are helping you or doing. And any questions or any subjects that you want to hear about, because I can talk about anything, anytime, anywhere, and so can Phil. So we're both pretty educated. We both know. We've both been doing this a long time. And as far as the dream catchers, I'll tell you, I would love one. I don't feel I dream, but what is the difference? I would love to see anything that's pretty, spiritual, and will help me in any way, shape, or form, I would love. And I will just bet one of these days I get one from you, Phil, right?
I one of these days I will send you one, Bonnie. No two ways about it. I'll make sure that it's the biggest, it's the brightest, The one with as many gems and jewels and flashy bits and pieces with peacock feathers. I will send you one that will not just adorn your ceiling, but you'll put it on the wall in an art gallery.
Oh, I would love that. That is me, sparkle stars and feathers and glitter, and I love that. In fact, that's why I love fairies, and I think, you know, I just like those little sparkly things. And dream catchers, I will tell you, especially for children, because I wanted to mention this too, a lot of kids, and, you know, especially at the age before 7, I think between 5, maybe 3, actually, because night, you know, sometimes night frights happen around 2 or 3, and you put them, children don't know what's in their room. They just know that it's a pretty, you know, you put up mobiles and you put up pictures and you put up, you know, all kinds of things for their eyes to see. I know that I have helped with, I have heard of, you know, people who have put, I personally, because they're a big client, put up dream catchers, especially in children's rooms between the ages of 5 and about 12. And it has really helped them settle down, especially if they see spirit. And I know that, you know, if you listen and you read Susan, who's our other co-host, a book, Soul Windows, she tells you that really that soul window doesn't close between spirit and here till about 7. So kids, you know, that have those imaginary friends or, you know, or they say, Mommy, there's somebody at the bottom of my bed. There is probably somebody at the bottom of their bed. And that these dream catchers have helped children with problems sleeping and just frightening, you know, life events that they dream about, and they run into their mom's room because the monster's in the bed, or and they have helped them, and I just love that, because you certainly don't want to give medicine or anything to children and seeing their doctor, and I just love that, you know, thinking about kids and dream catchers. Don't you think that's like the most appropriate thing is, you know, when you give a baby gift, give them a dream catcher?
Yeah, I think that's a very, I must admit, had I had one myself, I think I would have had more sleeping nights than sleepless nights. When you're a child and you're spiritually gifted, you do see things that are frightening. You know that there is something behind the wardrobe. You know that there's something in your room with you, but you don't know what it is. And because of Hollywood, because of TV programs, because of media, because of all the sorts of things, and they don't really know what it is, they put on negative attributes to what spirit is. And children will watch these and understand them and think, oh, it must be negative, it must be a baddie, it must be the, you know, the Green Goblin come to hurt me. When it's not, it's spirit trying to help, but they're not able to connect through for whatever reason. And had I had a dream catcher, I'm sure I would have had a better night's sleep. I'm sure. All I can say is I am sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry that I didn't have dream catchers many, many years ago. I've only started using, the last 10, 15 years. But I've noticed my dream patterns, considering the type of things that I do, the places I go, the spiritual work that I do, I'm blessed to have a good night's sleep. And I'm blessed to say I don't have sleep problems. Now, touch wood, because we'll all say, you know, it's going to happen. But it is. It's just one of those things. My head hits pillow and I'm out like a light. Whether they hit me away or whatever, I sleep like a log. And I'm refreshed, I'm renewed, I'm revigorated for the next day, whatever they want me to do the next day. And that's what happens to me every single day. I honestly, truly believe it's because of dream catchers that I sleep so well. Whether you're in a loving relationship and you've got a partner with you in your bed, or whether you sleep on your own, it is one of those things that I honestly believe that dream catcher makes the difference.
I love that. And, you know, I like I said, we give baby gifts and we give all these gifts to kids. They're so pretty, and I have seen them, and you can make them. The kids can even make them. And to me, you know, I think another thing, Phil, is we've gotten so much more enlightened. in the last probably, I remember 30 years ago, well, not 30 because I was so young, probably a baby in the bed. I remember probably 20 years ago, you didn't even have people like spirit mediums or even clairvoyance or even psychic ability, specialists on TV or radio. It wasn't accepted everywhere. And now everywhere you turn, you see New Age bookstores. And I don't mean New Age, meaning any, type of spirit stuff or because some people get, oh, I don't like New Age or I want the old way. I don't mean it in that term. But what I mean is that the age of Aquarius really started years ago. But I think there's so many people more enlightened that we now could give dream catchers, and parents would think that was the coolest thing in the whole world to get one, and it wouldn't look weird or, oh, my goodness, what kind of gift are they giving? I think there's much more enlightened people that are ready to do all that, don't you?
I do. You're quite right. It's a case that I've spoken to people quite a few times about dream catchers. And luckily enough, because I'm connected to spirits, I would turn around to them and say, you don't have a dream catcher. And they'll look at me and say, why? You be in my bedroom. And I'll say, no, I haven't. I would never go into your bedroom without an invitation. I said, spirits are telling me you haven't got a dream catcher in your bedroom. You've got dream catchers in other rooms, but not your bedroom. And they look at me and say, I still think you've been in my house. And I said, no, I haven't. We'll have this conversation. I said, right, the reason why I'm telling you this is because spirits are telling me a dream catcher for you will help with your sleep. How do you know I don't sleep too well? I said, because spirits are telling me.
I know.
You're sure that you're not following me around? And, at the end of our conversation, I've advised them, I've helped them get a dream catcher. They've gone then 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and they come back to me and telephone and say, you said about the dream catcher? I said, yeah. I'm sleeping a lot better now. Oh, good. How do you know it would work? and it really makes me laugh. But as we were talking about confirmation, we were talking about validation and what we say, it's great to hear people say, yes, that was a good piece of advice and really helped me, and that has made all the difference. And when we think a dream catcher is just a circle with a net with a few feathers attached, how can that such a simple thing, a very inexpensive thing, unless you're going to pay hundreds of pounds and get something with gems and jewels on, but a basic dream catcher, how can that make such a difference in our lives? Because it does, because it can, because it works.
I love that. Funny? Because, I would be the 100-pound one, because, mine would have to have jewels and glitter and stars and gold, and it would have to have stars, and it has to have, hearts. But that would be okay, because that's what I would want. And the thing is that I believe in dreams, and I believe that dreams mean things. My daughter is I think it's called a prophetic dreamer. And so, both my kids have gifts, and both don't use them, but my daughter does have dreams that do come true. And so I think for her, a dream catcher would be so great, because I didn't even think about this, Phil, but maybe it'll give her clarity instead of her asking us what her dreams mean. Maybe she will actually, some of them she does know. When she has the ones that aren't about her, she does know. I mean, she has predicted things. But when it's about her, she's just so unclear. So you know what? I think I am going to get her a dream catcher, and I'm going to see what happens, because I believe that, when we put intent, another thing is with dream and spirit, it's really intent also. If a dream catcher, which, has got hundreds of years of history, if we put the intent that we want that dream catcher to keep bad, juju away, or that we want clarity, or for you know, Michelle, we want decisiveness. Just that we have our either our spirit animal or the intent, spirit hears that. And so I think that that would help also, you know, because you can use them for all different things, I'm imagining, especially for any type of dreaming. You know, don't you think that would help Lauren possibly?
I think so. I think the only disadvantage I see with that is the communication between you and your daughter might diminish a bit.
Oh, please. We don't want that now, do we?
I think you're right. I think it would be something that she will like, and she will be very surprised by how it works. And that'll be a good thing, because once she's more relaxed, she'll be a lot happier in decision making. She'll be a lot happier in just living and just being herself.
Yes, and she does have nightmares. So I'm going to do that, and you have given me this show, I hope has helped listeners and callers, because it certainly has helped me, and I know now what gift I am going to give my daughter. I'm going to take our next caller, though, if that's okay, and we can get back to chatting in just a few minutes. But I'm going to go to 2340. 2340, you're on. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this evening?
Pretty good.
And can I have your name?
Sure, it's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, let us know what your question is this evening on this Black Friday. It can't be a shopping question, could it? Because I could answer that one.
whatever you can pick up, like relationship that's coming up or relocating, whatever you can pick up for work.
Okay, I think that it wasn't it that you needed a job before you could relocate?
Yes, whatever you can pick up.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I feel oh, my goodness. Rose Maria? You know what, Rose Maria, I'm so sorry. I don't see her on the board, so something probably technical happened. So why don't we continue talking until I can pick her back up again?
It seems that the gremlins are out tonight. My laptop just seemed to just close down on me. Skype so there's certainly some gremlins. If you keep calling it Black Friday, I'm sure that's bringing in some energies. As far as I'm aware, we don't have Black Friday in the UK. I won't say every Friday is black. That's the wrong thing. I remember.
I love black.
No, it's black is always. It's obviously in the UK. It's a funeral colour. I remember a lady in work last year used to say, "It's Happy Friday," and she said this every Friday. And I said to her one time, "I said, why do you call it Happy Friday?" Because it is happy. It's the end of the week. I'm going home. I've got weekend. It's Happy Friday. And she'd have this great big smile on her face. I thought that was so beautiful. You know, it's nice that whether she liked a job or not, that wasn't the point. The fact it was Happy Friday. And it was a Friday to be happy. Yeah. So
I love that.
Yeah. Have we got more calls, Bonnie, or do you want me to talk a bit about dreams?
I would like you to continue with dreams, but I did want to talk about, just real quick, I just wanted to say about Black Friday. In the United States, okay. Black Friday is considered, it now starts on early Thursday, because what I saw yesterday was an ad in the paper, and I think it's getting earlier and earlier. Black Friday is actually now on Thursdays. And that is our Thanksgiving. You know, it is a tradition. I love Thanksgiving, Phil, and the listeners, I know they're going to understand when I say this, is that it's not associated with anything but happiness and food. And I love that because, you know, I always feel like there's so much pressure in everything else, different holidays. And so to me, I love Thanksgiving because the only thing you're really giving is your time, your love, and your food. And that, to me, is a real holiday. because I enjoy that. Even we had some friends over, and, you know, I don't have very much family anymore, and I really enjoy just having anybody to sit and break bread with, as I say it. And I'm not a cook. I'm the Sparkle Girl, but I do make a turkey every year. Black Friday is when, after Thanksgiving, everybody stays up all night, gets hot chocolate, and goes shopping. I can't do that. I never could. But I do appreciate all the people that can. It's a big thing in the United States. You know, Phil is from the UK, everyone. And the UK, oh, my God, has such wonderful, wonderful, beautiful landscaping and fabulous people. And I just, my favorite schools there, and Phil's going to laugh because I've never went to it, but I do want to go. And that's the Arthur Finley School of Medicine, Physical Science. Yeah. Because I want to fly. I want to paint my broomstick white with sparkles, and I want to fly through the sky and come see you. So, and that has no connotation of anything. I just love sparkles, and I want to fly. So I so badly want to come, and the castles are so beautiful. Your landscaping, even the way you speak is so beautiful. So even though we have all of this here, I love sharing it with you because I know you share your customs, your language, and everything with us. So, again, I want to thank you. You know I adore everybody. My assistant, Diana, is from the UK, and my co-host, Phil, is from the UK, as well as Susan is from the United States. But we mix and match, and I love that. So go ahead, continue with your dream catcher, please.
Before I do, Bonnie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I know the UK is – well, it might be. I don't know, but it's certainly a question that what you just said I've got to ask. In the UK, we certainly don't do this. And I know the American system is always bigger and better than the UK. But I have to ask the question, how do you make a turkey? Because we couldn't make it in this country. We grow them, but we don't make them.
Well, if you ask me, and you ask my husband or my son, I can't make a turkey. I don't grow a turkey. I can't make one either. But you are so right.
Okay.
You are so funny. I plant the seeds in the ground. That's how I make a turkey. But I do have to say something before you start. I have a very, very wonderful, sweet friend, and she is in chat. She has her own radio talk show that I have participated in. It has been my pleasure and honor to do that. And it is Chris from Curious Times. They're on 10 to 12 every evening. It is out of Canada. It's one of the best talk shows that I have one ever done, besides my own. And two, the most wonderful people, greatest guests, and of course, your host, Chris, is from Curious Times. She is in our chat, and I just want to, you know, say a big shout out to her. I love you, Chris. I know you don't like to hear that, but I love you. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to do that because she's a wonderful, sweet lady who really, really supports me, and I support her, and she supports all of our co-hosts, and I just adore her. Chris, your show is wonderful. For everybody, 10 to 12, Blog Talk Radio, Curious Times, you will love her. So, okay, go ahead. So I just had to say hello.
This is truly an international show tonight. The United Kingdom, United States
Canada.
Of America, and Canada. Very good.
Yay!
Wait till we get the Australian and we get the New Zealand and we get the other countries, South America and all the rest, South Africa. It will just grow and grow. All right. What I'm going to talk about now is Module 11, which is dream work. I've got a few highlighted points again. Again, what I'm talking about is a small synopsis of the actual module itself. So again, I'll just read from it and add pieces as we go along. Everybody dreams nightly, but not everyone remembers their dreams on awakening. Some people dream in color, others in black and white. We are all individuals, even on our dream state. Yet this is a great resource, divine spirit given to us, which is often underutilized and which can be used successfully for a higher spiritual growth. Even so-called nightmares can help us examine our inner fears and blocks. As your spiritual path becomes more defined and stronger contact is made with your higher self, it is possible to ask your higher self to assist you in tasks while you are asleep. Because our higher self exists on the higher, more evolved dimensions of spirit, it has access to more complex knowledge and information. If you have questions or would like more information concerning the subject, it is possible to ask your higher self to help you while you sleep, to find the answers and to represent the dream until sense is made of their meanings. This is why you often have reoccurring dreams. Spirit is trying to make you look more clearly at some of the issues in your life that needs to be dealt with constructively. And what I would say on that is, if you have a question, a real doozy of a question that's not so much as causing you problems, but something that has to be answered, something that is really going over and over in your mind, even if it's keeping you awake at night, then what I tend to do is write the question down to be as specific as you can, not more than a paragraph, but write out exactly what the question is and why you're asking the question, what relevance has it got to do for you. And then, once you've written it out, there's two things you can do. One, put it under your pillow, or two, put it beside the bed. Go to sleep as you would do normally. Wake up in the morning. Now, obviously, all of us, when we wake up, the first thing we do is we go to the bathroom. I have my own little process to do when I go to the bathroom. What I would do is take the pad, take the pen. When you're sitting on the toilet, write your thoughts down. Write what you remember of what happened during the night. Hello, Bunny.
Wasn't that the loo?
The loo, yes. The water closet, the extra large telephone. You're going to ask call it the extra large telephone.
Well, is it shaped like that in your country?
No. It's because after a night out drinking, we tend to lean over and try talking to it.
Oh, my goodness. I hope the callers out there and listeners out there know that we want you to be safe on this holiday. And if you're going to be talking to that toilet, you better be home and not driving. I said the loo because I think that's what my girlfriend from London calls it, the loo. So I just had to tell you that's what. Yeah, I think you were saying
Yeah, one of the slangs that we use in Liverpool is the bog. We call it the bog.
We're going to the bog. Toilet, whatever.
Yes, I think this conversation is going a bit down the pan at the moment, so I'll carry on with nightmares. All right.
Yes, please.
Nightmares can be an important way for spirit and your unconscious mind to alert you to blocks and problems within your personality or lifestyle that has stopped you spiritually develop. It is important not to take the nightmare literally, but to learn to intuitively sense the meanings behind it. For example, if you often dream that you are being chased by a dark, evil man in your dream, or an unseen monster, that often means that you are fleeing from a negative part of yourself that you are unwilling to confront, such as something from your past, a memory, something regret even, something that has caused you problems in the past. And rather than trying to deal with it in the present, rather than try to get rid of that negative thought, that negative emotion, you keep it suppressed, you keep it hidden, you keep it back in a vault inside your head, and eventually it has to come out, it will come out. Drowsing in a dream may mean that you feel swamped by events around you, and you are losing control. Water in dreams normally indicates strong emotions, snakes in a dream have various meanings. They may mean wisdom, healing, sexuality, or inner fear. This is why your own personal interpretation is so important. We dream each night and we dream each day. Finally, relax and have fun with this. Give it time, have patience. You have the rest of your life to practice, enjoy the benefits of lucid dreaming, spiritual awareness, and your association with guides and the dream masters. Sweet dreams. And this is all about dreams are positive, not negative. Even nightmares, as we've discussed about it, are a positive way. We can get positive out of everything we dream about. People say about being murdered and dying or being stabbed or some, you know, life-threatening thing happen. And that can be an indication of a change in our life. Like the tarot card, the Hanging Man, or the Wheel of Life, or the Tower. It's about change. It's about new things coming in and old things going out. And I honestly, truly believe that spirit communicates directly to us in our dream state far more and far more intently than they do through mediums or any other means of communication. And as I say, if we take the time to learn, to listen, and to understand our own dreams, it will help us in our spiritual path. It will help us in our everyday path. There are thousands, I'm sure thousands of books about interpreting dreams, different things, different ways, different hows. And I truly believe some will work. But again, the best person who can interpret your dream, your nightmare, is you.
I love that. Well, you know, I adore your modules, and anybody that, you know, reads them gets so much out of them. And, you know, I think that was the one you sent me, was the Dream Catcher. So I was real happy to have that one. You know, everything's about me, so I've got to tell you a story about my recurring dream. I had a recurring dream that I actually did 20 years ago see somebody for, because I just couldn't make it out and it scared me to death. I only wish I had you, Phil, because then you could have told me. But I dreamed, and this kind of goes along with what you were saying about, it is really no dream that I have ever heard of. And believe me, I've studied dreams also. Since then, my dad used to go to a dream interpreter when he was alive. And no dream is the same for anybody. If you and I had the same dream, even if it was about, because I'm a sports lover, a baseball, your interpretation and my interpretation would be different, and the messages would be different to us. So it's just like a fingerprint. Nobody has that same dream, the same meaning at the same time. Unless maybe you're like twins, and that communicate telepathically. And then I could see that happening. But, you know, that's what dreams are so special, because they're so individualized for the person. And I just have to tell you, because I think it's so interesting, I had a dream 20 years ago, or maybe it was 15 years ago. I had a dream that reoccurred every month, and I couldn't figure the dream out for the life of me. And it kept reoccurring more frequently, and it scared the Jesus out of me, and I don't get scared easily. And I really, it didn't scare me, I just concerned me. And then I went to see a friend of mine who is a medium, and she told me exactly what the dream meant. And the minute it resonated with me, it never came back. So again, what Phil was saying is that they give you messages, and when you can get that message, the dream stops. Don't you feel that way, Phil?
I do. I really believe that. I remember so many of my earlier dreams, and some of them were quite nasty, in the sense that what I believe, again, is your dreams, how spirit connects to you. They will be nice, they will be flowery, they will be all flowers and roses. And then if you ignore them, or you keep ignoring them, eventually they're a bit stronger and a bit stronger again. to a point where I really feel that nightmares occur, because nightmares are a stronger way. They're not getting through, spirit not getting through to you normally, so then bringing
right.
a nightmare to make you wake up, make you think about the dream, to make you react and think, you know, what is it I'm supposed to be doing? What is it I'm thinking? What's all this? And as you say,
yeah.
it shows you how true that scenario was, that when you spoke to someone who could answer it, that nightmare, that dream, stopped. That's
you know,
so much good validation.
Yes, and you know what, Phil? It wasn't the, and I agree with you. I think everything, and you know, I'm a positive, I'm a light energy, I have so much positive energy and love and light. I don't really deal with negative or negative energy. And the dream itself was not negative. Like, it wasn't, I didn't see bad things happening. It was just the dream. So why it concerned me was I couldn't figure it out. And I'll tell you, I want to tell everybody about it, and it's very quick, and I'll tell you. The bus came to pick my daughter up, and when she walked out of the house, this huge green anaconda came out of the ground, and it went and bit her. And I was standing there frozen in my house, and I thought, what should I do as a mom? And she got on the bus, and her face looked, and then I was worried all day that something, she wasn't going to come home, because, you know, I didn't know if the snake was poisonous, although anacondas, I don't think, are poisonous. But anyway, she got off the bus, and she looked at me, and she said, Mommy, I just don't feel good. And that was the end of the dream. That happened every week for a couple months. And then my son, I had the same dream. My son, the same exact thing happened, only when he got off the bus to come home, he looked at me and said, Mom, I'm great. So now what was the difference between the two bites of the two children? I couldn't figure it out, Phil. I just thought, oh, my goodness. And I worried so much in the dream that they were going to get poisoned and that I wouldn't have them coming home. And then when I saw them coming off the bus, it was so much relief. When I went to my medium friend, and I told her the two dreams, she looked at me and she said, Bonnie, that anaconda is you. And I looked at her and I said, what? She said, yes, with your daughter, you are smothering her to death, and she is not doing well because of it. With your son, you are smothering him to death, but he doesn't care. He's like, no big deal. You need to stop. And the minute she said that, I thought, I'm the anaconda? You've got to be kidding. And I, that dream again. But I did correct my behavior, and I wasn't such a helicopter. I wasn't a really big helicopter mom because I'm a really cool mom, I think, and I could relate to everything that they were doing. But I you know, I'm sure I did my fair share of being kind of a helicopter mom like everybody. So after that, though, I can tell you I have never had that dream again. It resonated so heavy with me that I was the anaconda. So just think, if you're afraid of that snake, which I was, it was actually me. So is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
It's good. It's a lovely story. And it's strange, the messages I've given out recently to you, how that anaconda seems to be raising its head.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that, Phil. I'm so happy you reminded me. Yes, I do tend to try to get in everybody's business, but then I do have to not everybody's business, my family's business. But I am a loving, and I'm a sweet, and I'm a wholesome energy. Well, maybe not wholesome, but I'm very sweet, and I'm very energetic, and I'm all about love. But when I, you know, because of that, I love my family, and you could say that, and my friends. I mean, my friends are my family. And because of that, I'm always concerned. So I am, you know, I'm going with the flow. I have been told again. So I will tell you that I learned my lessons well. Have you ever had a reoccurring dream, Phil, that you would like to share with our callers and listeners?
No, because I have dream catchers.
Okay, well, seriously, I
can honestly say this, I don't have reoccurring dreams.
Wow.
I will dream, I will have a dream maybe once a week, maybe once a fortnight now. And because I write the dreams down, because of the communication I have with spirits, because of all that energy that's coming through, I feel realistically that spirit don't need to communicate with me at night to convince me to do other things. Or I mean, certain questions would be nice to be answered as we speak ourselves off air. Certain things would really help me. But again, divine timing, when it's supposed to happen, the right time and the right place and the right atmosphere, they have to wait and they have to be. So I really, really couldn't say I've had a reoccurring dream last one or two decades. Yes, I know I've talked about dream catchers, but I would honestly put them down. I would put that down to the fact that I've always used the dream catchers now.
And that
would explain why I've not had a recurring dream. I don't have a problem with them. You know, I'm not frightened of dreams. They don't put me off. But it's strange, as I'm talking, I'm racking my brain trying to think when was the last reoccurring dream. I really can't imagine. I can't think when the last one was. So
well,
it must have
I'll tell you that. Oh, yeah. Yes, I would think so. That one was 15 years ago, and you know I told you since my dad died, I think 6, now 7 years ago, I have not had, I don't dream. The only one dream I told you about was when I was walking through that hotel, and that was just confirmation of what I do. But I don't have that. So I know I know that I travel astrally. So I agree with you. I think spirit tells me all day what I need. I can feel it. And I know that when they can't get through, they do get through. So I feel like you do. But I am going to invest in that dream catcher. I'm going to wait for somebody special and like my co-host to find me the perfect one. And then when I come to the UK, which I'm hoping to do this coming year, maybe I can pick that up. So I will, I'll look forward to that, and I am going to get my daughter one. So, and you know what's so interesting is, I think, let's talk about them back in the Native Americans. The Native Americans were very, very heavily into those dream catchers, and they were so spiritually connected. I love talking about them because they were here on this planet Earth, and they used everything, the Earth, soil, the air, the wind, the fire, to keep them alive, to keep them vibrant, to keep them going. And that dream catcher, to me, was so off kilter for that kind of a culture that I know they used it, and it must be from spirit. And they had pretty elaborate ones, I think. They had leather with leather hanging and fur, feathers, and they were just gorgeous, and beads. And I think a Native American dream catcher, even though any dream catcher is great, is one of the most spiritual and beautiful ones that I've seen because they put so much of their heart into it, don't you?
Yes. The Native Americans, when I was in Florida last, went to the Everglades, and some of the dream catchers there were truly unbelievable. Beautiful designs, hand-painted. I understand that some are mass-produced, and if you look at where they're made in China, which is great, you know, I don't dislike Chinese products, but when you go to a Native American reservoir, when you go to a shop, you want authentic, original dream catchers or goods. You don't want something that's made in China. You don't want something that's made in Taiwan. You want the real deal. But that's society, that's money, that's so many things. So, they're really such creative people. And again, the dream catcher, I feel, was also the likes of a status symbol. The products they used were not just offcuts, they would hunt for them. I'm sure if you found a dream catcher with a golden eagle feather on, that was extremely spiritual. I'm aware that the golden eagle, if I'm right, cannot be kept if you find a dead one, you've got to give it, you've got to hand it into state troopers or the police or whatever. Because the golden eagle was such a spiritual bird for the Native Americans that the white British settlers, when they took over the territories and all that, wanted to capture this religion. They wanted to stop the religion going further. And I believe this is one of the things of golden eagle. I could be wrong on that, but it's something I was told a few years ago.
Wow.
But those sort of things with the feathers, different type of feathers. I talked to you about a peacock giving you a dream catcher with a peacock feather. And I'm not too sure whether you know what a peacock is.
Oh, of course I do. In fact, my eyes look like peacocks. Can you hear me? Yes, my eyes are the color of a peacock feather because I had them done today, and the lady who did them, it's exactly what my eyes look like right now is peacock feathers. So I absolutely know what a peacock feather is. And my husband used to live on a farm, unlike me, who was a city girl. And when I went to visit him, there was a peacock stuck in his house. And I almost had a nervous breakdown, but they're the most beautiful, beautiful. The males are. The females don't have those big, beautiful plumes. It's really the males that have the big, huge plumes. And yes, part of the peacock feather is it wards off any type of bad energy. Am I correct?
I feel so, yeah. I mean, it's the all-seeing eye. It's the when the peacock,
the eagle
as you say, the male.
Like
right. When the peacock shows its feathers, it's to show many eyes, and it's to frighten predators because the predator sees the eyes and sees there's not just two as there normally would be, but there's 22. I don't know whether that's right. I don't know whether there's 22 feathers, but I use that number. But that the eye is what frightens the predator. And obviously when the peacock's feathers are upright, the eyes are a lot higher up. So the predator is thinking this is a bear or this is a big animal, a big predator, because it's a lot higher up than the bird is. It's a lot higher up than they are. So it's not just the eyes, the number of eyes, it's also the height and the size of the eyes. And all that sort of thing is frightening the predator away. And yes,
wow.
It's all a bluff. It's that sort of thing, but it's nice.
Well, is that why you want to put it in my dream catcher? Because all the eyes are looking at me? Because you know that I love when all the eyes are on me, because that means I'm the center of attention? I know that's what you mean,
well,
isn't it?
there might be the reason why. It might have been a situation that it was from Spirit telling me about peacocks, because I've not heard you talk about peacocks before, and that's why I asked you. And the fact that you have a memory to... your husband's father, your husband's family farm, it could very easily have been a spiritual message coming about peacocks.
Wow.
Because spirits are very good. Yeah, spirits are very good at putting in the little message, by putting in the message that means something. Before we came on air today, I said to you about plastic bags, clothing in plastic bags. Big plastic bags. And you understood that. And where did I get that from? It was spirit. And that is a really good spiritual evidence. Giving something, giving a message that you don't know where it comes from. You don't understand how you got it, but you've given it. And then the person that's receiving that says, oh yeah, I know what that's about. And it's this and it's that and it's the other. And it's great. That is true validation of spiritual that spiritual message and the fact that spirits are around there helping you. And
then
secondly, peacock feathers are very expensive, and that was another reason why I was going to attach it to the dream catcher for you.
Oh, that is so sweet, and I love that, and I do love peacock feathers. In fact, I did have them in my living room, actually, before you walked in my older house. Now we don't live there anymore, and peacocks were very big for me. And I didn't even think about that when you said it, especially since every time you give me a message, and I've got to tell the listeners because it's just so amazing to me, both of us are mediums. Both of us are very friendly and close as we're co-hosts and we've known each other. And every time he gives me a message, it's so cute because he says, can you take this? Meaning that that's his way of saying, if you know this, then I can give you the message. I don't think there's one time, Phil, do you, that you've never told me anything and you've brought some weird stuff to me that I have ever said no. Like the squirrel,
no.
Okay? I mean, now we've got the peacock, so I should tell everybody. The other day, Phil asked me if I knew what the squirrels meant. Now, you know, everybody has squirrels. I mean, you can go outside and see squirrels. But when he said squirrels, my whole
squirrels
mouth
in the
jaw.
Yeah.
My poor dad did not know what the noise in the walls were for a few months. And then one squirrel bit through, and he hated squirrels ever since. And I don't like them because even though they're bushy and cute, they bothered my dad. So when he said, can I take squirrels, I almost wanted to faint. So I just have to tell you that that's how good Phil is. And the communication, actually, the communication between Phil and spirits, it's so wonderful. And I'm in awe of that. And I'm even as I am a medium, the messages he gets are so clear that you all should call. We're here Friday and Saturday because this man is somebody that you want to talk to. Now you could. We only have a few minutes left, but let's wrap up the dream catcher. Because is there anything else in that module, Phil, that you think that people should know?
Yeah, I mean, as I said to you, when we talked about the dream catchers, and we talked about the designs, and it was nice that you were talking about children, because that is an important thing. Dream catchers' choice, choosing the right one for you, it's all, and I say this again, as I said before, it's person's choice. We can choose our cars, we choose our partners, and it's an individual choice of what the dream catcher means to you. But the job they do, and I say this time and time again, is so important. It's so nice to see it making a difference in people's lives.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And, you know, I've got ones that are like paintings. And I've got very small ones, which I take with me in the suitcase. And I've got ones with feathers on. I've got ones with beads on. And I've got circles on top of circles. It's what suits you. And sometimes I can be in a church or I can be in a shop and I see another one and I'm thinking, ooh, is that right for me? And the fact that it caught my eye, the fact that it was something that resonates with me, I put my hand in the pocket and bought it. And, you know, that's something that means so much. It's just having that that resonance, that belief in what you're doing and actually sort it out.
I love that, and I've gotten so much out of this dream. You know, we could go on and on. I'd love callers and any of the listeners. If you've got dream questions or you want to continue and know more about dreams, Phil's great at interpreting them, even though it's your interpretation that counts, drop us a line. Leave a message on either one of our emails. We both have Facebook. We also have a group Facebook called Bonnie Albers on Air, and it's the group. And I think there's a group one and a community one. Either one, if you leave it on the community one, all of us will get it. We all belong to that community. And please just let us know what you would love to hear, and we will speak about it. We'll find the answer for you because both him and I both talk to spirit. And we will try to help you in any way with any questions that you have, especially if you've had dreams or you're looking for a dream catcher for your children or yourself. Again, I think the greatest thing that, you know, Phil could pass to you tonight about dream catchers and how to get them is that you have to resonate with them. You have to, I'm going to burst into this whole thing about crystals. I'm like, Phil, I get crystals, I think they're pretty, and all of a sudden, Spirit tells me to give it to somebody. I don't know how many decks of cards I've had that are tarot cards or tarot cards, whichever you want to call them. I have not kept one, and I just got another one that I think I resonate with, but I don't know yet. Anyway, it's important that if you get one, don't feel you're stuck with it. Don't feel that I don't know if I like it. Look, take your time, feel it, hold it, look at it. If it means anything to you, like what we told the caller earlier in the evening, and I love her, Michelle, put your own touch on it. Get one with a wolf. It's your spirit animal. Get one with whatever you – I would want one with a heart. Like I said, stars, sparkles, and diamonds. I'd have to find it, maybe make it. Get one that means something to you, that when you look at it at night, you say to yourself, oh, I'm just so happy. I'm looking at that, and it just makes me feel peaceful. I love the chakras. So and because I resonate with rain, I love all the colors. Even though black and white are the colors I wear the most, I love throwing all the colors around. And for the chakra to me, I would take those colors and put them in a dream catcher. And, make it personal or buy it personal. I'm not a maker of things, so I like to buy them because I just don't make things. But you can add to it, you can put on it. But get one that when you look at it, you feel like, oh, my goodness, I am going to be at peace tonight. And I think that's what you really need to look for, and that's what you want in your bedroom. I'm big, because I'm love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, the bedroom is a big thing for me. It has to be aesthetic. I have beautiful candles. I have beautiful bedding because that's important to me in that bedroom. So I would find something that I really find loving, sweet, sensual, that I resonate with. But it might not be the bedroom is where you have all your comfort stuff. But make it what you want. Make it what feels great for you. And then I'm going to get off my soapbox and say it, Phil. Don't you agree?
The only thing that I, as you know, Bonnie, having the right partner is the best thing of all in the bedroom.
Oh, well, now you're talking. Yes, now you're talking my language. And that I can give you advice on, my friend, if you ever want to ask me a question. So I do anything in the bedroom is open. That's what love and relationships are about. And I don't mean our bedroom is open. I just mean that, any questions on it are open. And I do love. I know Phil loves love. I do romance and relationships. I do have a counseling degree. I am a nurse. I am a specialist. And I am a spirit medium and all the other letters I tell you that I am. And I resonate with it in every way, from spirit to physical to metaphysical. And so anything you ask me is, because it's on the air, it's kind of not confidential because people hear it, but you don't have to use your name. And you can email me also if you're listening to the show. You can email me any questions that you have. So I think that we've pretty much gone over the dream catcher, and we have about 8 minutes left. So we just do want to tell you again how to get a hold of us and to let you know, and I'm just, oh, we have 3 minutes left. I do want to tell you that we've lengthened the show. It's now, and I know it's Black Friday, and it was a holiday weekend, but it is 2 hours long. Sometimes it'll be 90 minutes. Sometimes it'll be 2 hours. It just depends on how we work each week. But please call us. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what you'd like to hear. And ask us any questions. Both Phil and I work very well with questions. I always tell people in the beginning, if you ask me or Phil so broadly, it's very hard for us to give you the answer that you are going to want to hear in 5 minutes. Because you're pulling from the universe, and I know I'm getting into this, but I should have gotten into this in the beginning. If you ask, if you ask a broad question, you're going to get a broad answer. And everybody wants a personal answer. So if you call, ask us direct questions, we can actually give you a direct answer, we hope. And we will find the answer. Spirit will give us the answer. It's not us, actually. We're the vessel for Spirit. I can give you the counseling advice you need with Spirit. So, and my expertise on all kinds of issues. So, again, and Joe also, again, if you come in with the questions that are really specific, you're going to get a specific answer. And we love answering anything. So we'll take your questions any way you want, but if you really want that personalized answer, you've got to come up with a personalized question that we can answer in 5 minutes. So I hope that you enjoy our show, and I hope that you listen. We try to bring you subjects that will help you learn metaphysics, any type of physical science. We love romance, relationship issues. We love love, and we love Spirit. So anything that you want to talk about, we can talk about. You can call us. We'll answer anything. We love any type of learning that you want to do. We will help you. So, Phil, do you want to say anything more about your modules? And, I'd love you to go through a couple, because we only have a few minutes, but other modules you have to just, kind of get their feet wet and what you have to teach.
Yeah, the spiritual development modules on my website, which is philrentonmedium.com. Happy to go through with any questions people want to ask before the purchase. But what I would say, Bonnie, and I have to say this, people will wonder why, when they get questions about love and romance, why I don't say anything. And I believe in speciality. And the love and romance is your area of speciality. And I really applaud you for what you say and how you do it. And I personally, although I can answer certain questions about when the partners might come in, and I might be able to give some extra and over, but I really say that is your speciality of area. It is something you do with such finesse and so good that I'm just dumbstruck from it. I keep quiet because there's no need for two people to fight over a question when it's something that you are so, so good at. And although people might think, oh, he's quiet, it's your speciality. And I have to say, people, that if you do have questions on that, Bonnie is the only person I would go and speak to and ask.
I'm honored and I'm in awe that you would say that. I appreciate it. I know that you do. I didn't tell the audience that, but I knew that you did. I appreciate it. Again, I am so honored that you would even do that for me, because I know that you see answers also. And I hope that I'm as gracious as you, even though I chime in, because I don't ever want to step on your toes, and you're just so good at what you do in everything that I get so excited to hear me chime in, but it's never because of what you're saying. And I'm in awe of what you do. I'm in awe of what you say. And you know that I personally, the messages you give me are so phenomenal and right on that I tell people, if you, and my friends have called you. So again, anybody, if you want to find Spirit, you want to talk about Spirit, you want a reading, Phil does Skype also. If you would see him, he's a 6 foot tall, 6'4". I keep thinking he's 6'6", giant. And so he's a fabulous reader. He's a fabulous spirit. He's a fabulous spiritual medium and spirit medium. And believe me, if you get a reading from him, you will not regret it. In fact, you're going to be hooked. So we only have a few seconds. And what I have to say is, Phil, thank you so much. You know that I adore and love our show. And I know that I look forward to us being on. And remember, everyone, love is in the airwaves, and we love you. And we're on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, same time, same place. So give us a call. Have a wonderful evening. And, Phil, did you want to say goodbye to our callers and guests?
I'd just like to say take care out there, be good, and be careful.
Yes, and we'll hear from you tomorrow. Give us a call, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow evening, same time, same place. Call us, and we will answer any questions you have. Love is in the airwaves, everyone. Have a wonderful, loving evening. Bye.
Bye.